Good afternoon, everybody. This is Greg Evenson and our program, Voices from the Heartland. I want you to get pencil and paper today, everybody, because I'm going to give you some information I think that will be very helpful. We are always in the business of reporting to you what is taking place across the country. You've heard plenty about that this week. I'm going to just touch lightly on a few things. You've heard it many times. I don't need to repeat a lot of it. But what you need to do is have, as my wife, is, Liz, has been so responsible to tell me, you know, these people that listen to you every week, Greg, need some good news. And if you can't give them good news, then you need to give them something that they can use. And so we're going to do that today after we cover just a few things. But I want you to know that I had the distinct privilege and honor this weekend of hosting about 20 folks here who came from all over the Midwest to be a part of a planning session for patriots who are saying, look, what do we need to do? What do we really need to do here? And I'm going to share with you what we discussed, and it's no secret, and I don't mind the whole world knowing what we talked about. No secrets here and nothing that you're going to say, oh, I don't know if I'd have talked about that. Look, the time has come. We are in a position where regular planning is good. Planning of any kind is good. But the kind of strategic planning that we're talking about to deal with the potential issues and out-of-the-ordinary events that seem to be in their beginning stages, we want you to know what we know and to be able to do what we've done. Because what is on the horizon, whether there is a cataclysmic problem, that is a false flag or a genuine terrorist event, whether it is nuclear or whether it is something in the environment, the earthquakes, volcanoes, and so forth that are coming as a result of various issues that the earth is facing, both spiritual and physical, the approach of what has been identified as Planet X, or any scenario that you are familiar with that you're going, we are in perilous times, we are in changing times, we are in historic times, is certainly true. And when you add into the mix all of the difficulties that you and I are facing in regard to the, if it continues, the upcoming health debacle, the health care law, so-called, that was passed, and you know the agenda here. You know the litany of the issues we're up against. And we just need to be prepared. You know, when you hear that there's storm warnings in Florida or along the East Coast or in the Gulf, when the hurricanes are approaching, you do what you need to do to protect life, limb, and property. And so what is different about this? We're not advocating that at this point that you do anything other than prepare and be defensive. That is the reasonable, the prudent, the wise thing to do. And we're going to try and help you with that today so that you can just, you probably have your own lists and your own plans. And if you do, wonderful. I'm proud of you. If you don't, then take heed today and go to the store while there are still things available at reasonable prices and all the rest. That is just something that people that are preparing do. And I've said to somebody, well, so what if I spend a lot of money here and I get things and I don't have need for them? Well, if you truly don't have need for them, maybe your children will. Maybe some of the food can be spread around and so forth. But whatever it is, get ready with pencil and paper. And when we come back off these breaks, we're going to begin today's show in earnest. God bless you for being a part of it today. Stay with us, please. We'll be back.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to Voices from the Heartland, and I hope you have taken seriously my admonition that you get a pencil and some paper to write on, and that will be helpful here in just a moment. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We'll be taking your calls after the half hour. I do have some things I want to present to you today. Look, the fever is rising, folks, in the country. I don't think any of us who are awake and upright and taking nourishment can possibly not believe that. What has happened in this past week? Let's summarize just here very quickly in case you've been out of the country or you're not with what has been happening. Look, I've just got to ask some questions. We've got a $600 billion infusion of money that's coming in now, and it's totally bogus monopoly money. Much of it has been over the last couple of years, but this is especially egregious. It's especially dangerous to the economy. The G20 is at virtual war over the currencies. Gold and silver is reflecting that. They're just skyrocketing in price. And along with that is going to go basic commodities as well. But, you know, where is the president? Where is his leadership? If ever there was a reason to say not in 2012, and he would be doing the United States of America a service if he resigned sometime in the next week, and just because of his absolute mishandling of our nation's leadership, the economy, the entire scope of what the United States of America has been. It's just terrible. The Democrats took a drubbing, at least in the House, and they lost a few in the Senate. They lost governor's races. They lost. Why? Because it is a national referendum on what's happened. The American people, even though they're not very well informed, they're getting more informed. They need to go back and check the history of this nation and get read up on things that maybe they haven't heard about since they were high school, if they ever heard it at all. So what is happening here? I mean, where is this guy? What is he doing? He's leaving the country. Why? To go visit now at a cost that is just unbelievably high, with numbers of people on airplanes and equipment that are going over there that are almost unprecedented, along with naval assets, whatever the figure is. The White House, the Defense Department came out saying, no, it's not this many ships. Well, why is it that it's happening at all, and why now? Does it have something to do with Indonesia? Does it have something to do with the occultic centering of Krakatoa and some of the issues over there? There are all kinds of theories about that. It's not a waste of time to discuss them, but everybody has their opinion. I'm just going to say, put some mental effort into this and figure out what is happening. No return date given, at least I didn't know of one yesterday, and all the rest of it. I mean, I cannot possibly, if I were trying to justify this as a press secretary or someone else, I couldn't do it. I'd have to resign my job. There's no way that you can say, well, this is perfectly understandable, this expensive money we don't have, money that should be going to people that aren't employed, money for security on our borders, money for all kinds of projects, but not this, cleaning up the Gulf, trying to help people from getting any more injured and seriously ill than they already are from Corexit and all the rest of it. Ladies and gentlemen, where's the sense of this? Where is the common sense? Where's the virtue in having these kinds of things pursued, at what cost and for what reason? You must ask yourself this. If you don't, then really you're not being responsible. You, the citizens of this country, you and I are the ones that must be making sense of this. And we can't go with, well, it's too confusing, or I don't have all the facts, or I really am not one in a position to know this. You must make yourself be in a position to know this. If you are ever going to be worthy of inheriting the mantle of liberty and keeping it, and sovereignty for yourself and your family and your community and your state, you must know what's going on and why. You must know that this is a centuries-old battle between evil and virtuous things, godly things. It is a battle. And the bad guys have been winning over and over and over because they believe that we are not capable of intellectually grasping what is happening. Granted, it's very difficult to understand, and there are some things that you are lied to more often than you're ever told the truth. So you have to pick through all this subterfuge, all this nonsense, and try and arrive at a position where you can say, okay, now I'm beginning to understand a little bit better why this is happening. And I don't want to harp on it because we do so often, but this year is the 100th anniversary celebration by those in the Federal Reserve of the inception and the formulation of the Federal Reserve in 1910. Now, it wasn't passed into so-called law. It's not law. It's not constitutional. But they did it anyway. But no one has challenged it over the years to speak of. But they did it nonetheless 100 years ago. They're reuniting at Jekyll Island off the East Coast, and they're doing it for the purposes of celebrating their victory over the American people, over the American banking system, of the sovereignty of having gold and silver in our system, the wisdom of doing correct banking and reasonable banking and logical banking and fair banking. It was all lost in 1913 when, just before Christmas, they signed that horrible bill authorizing the Federal Reserve, a private bank owned by private shareholders, to run the purse strings, if you will, of the government. And so with that brief synopsis of what most of you already know, what are we facing then? We are facing at this moment the ultimate disaster of allowing our nation to be run by privateer, buccaneer, pirates in the banking industry. You see what's happening. You see what's forecast. You've heard the web bots and you've heard the predictions from other people, good people, people I know personally, people I trust who are in the position to know. And all of the information is the same. This is going down badly and it's going down soon. I'm not a date setter. I don't do it. I've done it once and it had mixed results. I'm not into that. What I'm into is saying to you, please be aware of what this means. Do you have enough resources at hand to get through a most difficult time if there were to be a closing of the banks, a bank holiday? For how long? We don't know. Is it possible? Well, it certainly has happened before in our financial history in the 1930s. We know that occurred, but you're saying, oh, we're far too sophisticated. We've got too many controls, too many computers running things, too many people that know what they're doing to have that happen again. Oh, that's the worst mind trap you could fall into. Please don't allow that to happen to yourself, your family, or your loved ones. Keep them up to date as to what's happening. Look at the M1, the money supply. Look at the derivatives positions. Look at the dollar versus other currencies, where it is in historically low proportions at a point where it needs to be propped up. Therefore, the debt of the United States is so great that no country or countries can help us sustain that debt. So there's only one way to go, and that is a junking of the world's currencies, but primarily the dollar, because it is so completely and totally and outrageously overvalued. The value of the dollar is just a couple of pennies compared to what it was in 1913. So again, knowing that, where do we go when we've got a problem with our ability to stay solvent? What are we going to do? How are we going to address this? Well, we can't. And when the banks get to a point that they have lost it all, then we are going to be at the very tip of the sword that gets driven into the body of America, and we lose. You will not have solvency in the banks. The currencies will either be devalued more than they are now and basically worthless, or you will have the banks closed down to reorganize and to keep the people from sucking up vast amounts of currency. Look, in my view, this is my view, and I've taken it from discussions with people who know, but this is my view. I believe that we have a short window here where the banks are going to allow us some liquidity for a short period, while the big boys, the fat cats, the people that have got the money cornered across the world, do whatever they're going to do with dollars. Dump them, dump stocks, whatever they're going to do. See, the elite must survive. In their view, they don't care about anybody else, but they must survive, and that is a horrible situation. Matthew, if you can hear me, I know you've got an open line there, and I can hear you talking in the background. So anyway, the situation then wraps up like this. We have an unsustainable economy. I don't care where you fall down and how much you feel of what I just told you is up to date or accurate or whatever. I'm telling you, the signs are there clearly if you will read them. Please do that. Microsoft, the CEO of Microsoft, this week, the end of the week, sold $1.2 billion in stock. Microsoft. Now, what does he know that we don't? CSX, the great transportation giant, same thing. 10 million shares sold at the end of the week. CSX is a transportation company. Many of you probably know this, but some of you may not. Most of the trains and semis, or a lot of them, are CSX company vehicles. Look, a big day for them is 3 million shares traded. 10 million went out. Now, again, I ask the question, what do they know that we don't? These are just two examples. The market value, you see it, keeps going up and up. It's not worth what it's worth. But we're having to deal with this. When I come back after this break, I'm going to give you the high points of this weekend and what you need to write down, the very, very most important things you need to do and operate on right now. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Welcome back, everybody, to Voices from the Heartland. George in Texas, my dear friend, would you hold just for a little bit? I've got to take this other caller, and then I'll get to you. Thanks for calling in, George. I am privileged, ladies and gentlemen, to have one of the dearest friends I have on planet Earth that called in, that spent the weekend over here with us. And Judd Parker, you're calling en route back to your home in Lower Michigan. Welcome to Voices from the Heartland.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you, and I know you're pulled off the road, you're on a cell phone, and I wanted you to be a part of this to give people an idea of Judd, of what we did this weekend and the reason we did it.
Well, I would just say, Greg, that God's hand was all over the entire weekend, and first and foremost, I think that's the most critically important thing that we all need to focus on today is drawing near to Him, because the Bible says that when we do that, He will draw near to us, and then everything else will line up vertically, as our dear brother Bob said today. That's the key, and then I think, you know, just making sure that you have all your ducks in a row, because I think we're all getting a sense that this is getting awfully close, and we need to be diligent about making sure that we do have as much as we can humanly muster put in place.
Judd, you know, for me, you were here, you were in my home, you've shared many times here, we're very close friends, and Don is there with you too, he came along, your wonderful wife, Catherine. Would you agree with me that what this was about was really bringing that network, that group of people that are of like mind and like intent, and no conspiracies here, none of that, but just getting ready to support each other at a time when it might be the most critical thing other than our prayer walk?
Absolutely, and I don't think there's anybody in this group that God brought together this weekend that believes in conspiracy theory. I think we all deal in conspiracy facts. There's no question about it. And anybody that thinks otherwise, I don't. They probably believe the tooth fairy too. This is going down, and it's advancing. And when you hear statistics like you just noted, you know, 10 million shares when a normal day is 3 million. You gotta believe that something is definitely in the wind. There can't be any debate about it.
Well, and Judd, I notice a common theme here was not only are we reviewing our own preparation and the things that we know that are most important in a catastrophic situation, whether it be a hurricane or a volcano or something else or a national calamity, that we discussed those things. I'm going to cover those in a little bit very quickly for people, but also that there is just this sense of unity and being on the same page with people who are true Americans, are people who believe in the rule of law and the greatness of government that is found when it supports people in a sovereign state and not some other goofy off the wall state of things and anything goes. Wouldn't you say that the people that were here are salt of the earth people? They are the kind of people you'd take as a neighbor anywhere, and you just say, man, thank God for people like this.
Without question, the people that were gathered together this weekend are the same type of people that made America great, and it's those same people that, with God's grace and mercy, will help to make America great once again.
Judd, would you say that you heard any hate speech here this week? Now be truthful. Did we go flying off in directions about how we were going to do this or that or whatever? What was your take on that, so people understand this isn't some off-the-wall deal?
I think that most of us, there was no hate speech. I would just say this, that I think most people are beyond frustrated. I think most of us have moved past that. I think most of us are angry. If you have a pulse, I don't think you can help but be angry. And you know what, at the end of the day, I think most of us realize that we have nobody to blame but ourselves. I think it was Jefferson that said, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And we have dropped the ball horribly bad. And we, as Bob has said often, we've got a spiritual disease. And as Cody said, we need to be praying 2 Chronicles 7:14. We need to be on our face on a daily basis before the Lord, crying out to him that he might heal our land. We've dropped the ball. If God's people lift that standard up, then who are going to? Greg, you and I have talked about it a million times. It's up to us, and it's up to God's people. And if we're not up to the challenge, then God help us, because we will lose this country. And I for one, am not willing to just stand by and idly do nothing.
Well, all I can say is God bless you and Don and Catherine and all the others that came. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a man who has just recently come out of very serious surgery. His recovery is remarkable. It's a miracle because of the nature of the surgery. And so, Judd, we're just thanking God every day for you. And, you know, we don't say goodbye. We just say see you later.
Well, it's always the toughest part of a weekend up in northern Michigan is leaving. But you know what? I asked my wife today. I said, "Honey, how do we leave today?" And she said, "We leave knowing that we'll be back."
Oh boy,
and that was a great answer from a woman.
Sure was. Well, she's precious, Judd. And Don, we're praying for you and all that goes with that. Thank you so much. There's the music. What a great interview. Guys, God bless. Godspeed. Safe trip.
God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back. We'll continue. George, you're next, and then we're going to get deeply into this, what you need to do. Take care. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got some great sponsors on this network, and I just want to mention that Bob and Darlene Taylor, Smiling Goat Milk Soap, you've heard me talk about it many times, no detergents at all, no chemicals, just pure healthy soap made the old-fashioned way, and that is by using goat's milk and olive oil. It's being offered to you at the Heartland USA site, or you can talk to them directly, 248-250-8870. Great holiday gifts, relatively inexpensive. You know, everything carries a few dollars with it, but this is good stuff. We invite you to go there. Heartland USA has some tools for planning what you need to do. Go to our store as well, and you will find some things to help you out. But along with that come some wonderful products by our dear friends at Freeze Dry Guy, and I want you to write this down. His number is 866-404-3663. He has another real special offer. Listen, these folks are going out of their way, head over heels, to try and offer you some deals here that are really going to help you at a time you need it the most. Their products are wonderful. They are just the best you can get when it comes to preparing meals in an emergency situation or where you don't have the normal access to food products. So the freeze-dried buckets and the freeze-dried products are absolutely marvelous. He is offering a 15-day economy breakfast and entree unit for $115. Now that's it's 56 one-cup servings. That's tremendous. And it comes in a very storable, easily. It doesn't take up a lot of room. You can get that, a one-month economy breakfast and entree unit, also for $230. That's 112 one-cup servings and so on. You've got to go to the website. Check this out. There are hearty-sized buckets. They're quite large, and they are easily storable. Look, these people have done the job over and over. They have made the products available to you on a regular basis. They have paid the shipping for you in the lower 48 states. They're also adding to that the 20% back on all grab-and-go freeze-dried buckets. I mean, I don't know what else you can do in this time when food is skyrocketing as well, the price of food. And so please take advantage of the freeze-dry guide, 866-404-3663. Great people to work with. They'll get to your order quickly. Shipping is free in the lower 48s, and this offer that I'm talking about today expires on November 30th. Please visit the freeze-dry guy. George, you've been in Texas. You've been very, very patient. I hope you're still there. Always enjoy talking to you. Are you there?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Thank you so much for waiting. Patient guy. I appreciate it, George.
Well, no, that's okay. I was just listening. But, you know, this election, I don't really have too much faith in it because we got people who say the right things, but character-wise, they're going to be bombarded with special interest in everything.
I agree.
And, you know, the thing is, one of the things, I can't understand why people drop the ball, you know, or to put these people to the feet to the fire, right? You know, I was suggesting, why don't we make Ron Paul the Speaker of the House? Like I say, what's the problem of lobbying Congress to do that? We need an anti-globalist to fill this position. You know, maybe the world might be able to buy our debt or help us out when they know somebody's at this post to cut back on this drastic, obscene spending going on in Washington.
Well, George, you, as always, you know, you're a wise man, and you bring it right down to where everybody lives, and you say it that way, and I appreciate that. I guess my statement to you is that I said this after the elections. Look, I don't always want to be seemingly so negative. But it's just, look, I said last week, who is John Boehner? Well, I know who John Boehner is. I mean, I've never met him personally, but I know who he is. He's from Ohio, and he's a great long-term Republican pillar in the Congress. But here is my point. Where were all the Republicans? Where were these guys when the chips were really down? They were mouthing platitudes in the background, but they have been in office, many of them 10, 12, 15 years or more. When they were in power with the presidency and the Senate, what did they do? What did they do except make the initial steps toward all of the stuff we're seeing now? You see, it's just the Republicans and Democrats are no different than a coin. It's just the same face on both sides. You flip one and it comes up heads. You flip the other one, it comes up heads. And it's the same bunch of people. I don't trust John Boehner, at least not yet. I don't trust any of these people that have been elected, at least not yet, when they start actually doing something for the citizens of this country and for the Constitution of this nation and for the things they know to be right, then I will say I support them.
When a banking committee chairman meeting calls the sergeant at arms to arrest Ben Bernanke, you might get a little bit of hope.
Oh, yeah, isn't that the truth? I mean, this guy is a criminal beyond. If I had even contemplated doing what Bernanke and his crowd would, I would have been arrested for conspiracy, thrown in jail, and the key'd be gone. But it doesn't happen. Why? Because these people are all part and parcel of this giant international cabal that's been going on for generations and indeed centuries. It is, as I said earlier in the program, it is right now, right in front of us. They know the American people are beginning to wake up, and so they've got to finalize whatever chapter that they are going to try and do to capture this country, its treasury, its output, its citizens, all of the net worth that we have. They're trying to capture it so they can make good on the debts that they've created while they got wealthy.
Well, all I can say is, like, we got to vote with our wallets, and that means go out and buy more ammo.
You know what? There's a jury box. There's a soap box, and there's a bullet box. Which one do you want?
Yeah,
you know, that's where we're at.
Well, I hope we ain't got to go to a bloody revolution, but, you know, I think they're going to leave us no choice. You know, they're criminals.
That's
you know, correct. I wonder how these people can shave them, look in the mirror and shave themselves in the morning. I really wonder how can they do it.
George, how many criminals get up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, I'm going to stop being a criminal today? It just doesn't happen. They either go to jail or they die a criminal. But the fact is that what we have in front of us now is what we have, and we've got to deal with it. We can't talk about it anymore. We've got to do something about it. I've said rebel, rebel, rebel. That means say no over and over. Do not go along with what they are so-called requiring you to do. If that means some jail time, do some jail time. I'm prepared to go to jail. I know that I may do. I'm a former state trooper. I'm a former chief of police. I'm prepared to go to jail for what I have to do because it is at that moment. George, I got to let you go. Got to cover this other stuff. But as always, Wise, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. You bet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, sharpen the pencils. Here we go. First of all, it's not hard. It's not difficult. You take it in whatever order you want. But, of course, you have to have access to good water. Now, look, I'm not trying to be silly here, but some of you aren't thinking. Get it in order. Water. The Berkey, whatever. Get your water and get lots of it and have the ability to get more of it. That will be number one. Number two, food. Clearly, that's why you visit the freeze-dry guy and any other source that you get for your sustenance. Number three, your defensive firearms. So some people are saying that's number one, and I agree with you. But you also have to eat and drink each day. So they're really top of the list. Get those weapons, sidearms, as well as long guns, that you are comfortable with. You don't need 1,000 of them. Because you can only shoot one or two at a time. And that's the end of it. So a shotgun, a 12-gauge shotgun, as I've said before, of any make, I'm not going to waste time on that. Get a 12-gauge. Ladies, if you want a 410, a 20-gauge or a 410, by all means, much less report, much less recoil, and you can still do just about the same amount of damage within the first 30 to 50 feet. So that's what you need to go. Go with a shotgun. It's versatile. It'll take small game, and it'll take predators on two legs. So by all means, shotgun. A pistol of your choice. I prefer 45, but I like a bullet that will actually stop anything coming at me with one round. Now, if some of you like a 40 caliber, that's fine. Lots of those available. Lots of ammunition out there. 9mm, a little weaker sister to the 40, but it will work. Brands, you research it. I would say Kimber, a Colt for 45s. There are others available. For shotguns, Mossberg, Remington, there are others available. The prices are depending on that type of model. And also 9mm, Ruger has a good one. There are others available, Smith & Wesson. There's all kinds. Revolvers, I keep revolvers. I like them. They just hardly ever fail. They're just always something you can rely on, and I would go with either 45 Colt, a 44 Magnum, or a 357 Magnum. That's as low as I would go. Now, some ladies prefer 38s, a little less bark, a little less jump. Whatever you're comfortable with, go to the range, try it out. 22s are very effective for game, both rifles and pistols. That can be the extent of it, but you can research it and be comfortable with it on your own. I prefer a 30 caliber, a 308, 30-06, larger hunting rifle. And if you're going to go with a self-defense weapon, an M4, an AR-15, Ruger Mini 14, some will disagree with me there, but I'm saying economy-wise, you can do that. Have manufactured magazines. Don't get the offshoots. Go with the company-made. They're much more durable. That's that for firearms. For knives, you should have some, both hunting, skinning knives, and knives that are multi-use that can help you when you're in the woods and you're trying to set camp, unless you're an expert and you're in that situation. If it should ever come to it that you would need a knife for self-defense, then you better be real good with what you're doing or you're going to get hurt. So knives should be considered for use in the field and not as a self-defense weapon, although, of course, they can be. Along with that, you need to go on down the list a little bit farther, a little bit quicker. What are the supplies you're going to need? Do you have enough candles? We've got boxes and boxes and boxes of candles. Do you not have enough kerosene? If you have Aladdin-type lamps with the mantles that burn hot and burn brightly, Aladdin is one of the manufacturers. All of this stuff that I'm telling you is subject to your preference, but I'm just trying to get you to a base of the bare necessities that you must have. Gold and silver, of course, for both barter and for paying directly to people for something you might really need to have. Don't put tons and tons and tons of money into gold and silver, because at some point, food and ammunition is going to be worth as much to normal people that are in need as gold and silver. It is a wise investment, but please consider that you can't eat it and you can't shoot it. And that's my standard for gold and silver. My dear friend Steve Quayle is a manager of that kind of thing, and he makes that available to you. He's the guy to go to for it. But I'm just saying to you, keep that in balance. When you're looking at defending your property, you should be out there already looking to set up areas where you can go to and observe what is going on, and that you can defend it adequately. We're not talking about being offensive here, although if at some point you're pushed to that, then you will know what to do and when to do it. But have the defensive strategy so that you can pull out of a bad situation. You need communications devices, personal handheld communications devices. They can be purchased at Radio Shack. You can get them at Cabela's. You can also get them at Gander Mountain. There are a number of places across the country, and if you're spending more than $50, it's probably a waste of money. Most of them have up to maybe a mile range. If there's geography that you've got sloping hills or real thick foliage, you may not get the distance, but even a half mile is going to be good. These are the kinds of things you need to have absolutely bottom of the page. No excuses. Spend the money. Take it out of the bank. Take it out of your 401. Take it off the investments. The stocks aren't worth one-tenth what they're priced at. Do this, folks. And say, well, Greg, that's irresponsible. I've saved and saved and saved. Saved for what? The rainy day? The rainy day is here. Save for what? Your retirement? You're going to be lucky to have a retirement. You're going to be lucky to be able to retire at all. So please balance that. Balance my suggestions here to you, and then do what you must do. But if you expect the government to come and bail you out, except to require that you take a chip or an ID to get your case of MREs that they might or might not drop off, then you are a sad case and you're not going to live long. Can I make it any more clear? Michael, you're in New York. We're going to break for a moment and bring you in. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir, Greg. Thank you for all your efforts. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Yes.
And I just wanted to follow up and chime in on everything you've covered. The bottom line is trust has to be earned. You just don't give it freely to anybody. So these new freshman politicians going in, of course, they have to prove themselves. And follow up to that, we as Americans have to learn how to expect accountability from representatives and those in government that are clearly steering us off a cliff, steering us into a global system which is totally undermining our sovereignty as well as supremacy that we enjoyed as being the most productive country on the planet, with all of the freedoms and individual liberties that we also enjoyed to some degree in our lifetimes, more than most people in any other country. And we're watching it all just go away by these, are they representatives? Clearly they're traitors and or foreign agents. And of course, as you always cover so well, everybody on the network, they're all belonging to an international bankster cabal, primarily the Rockefellers and the Schwarzschilds. And it's so through accountability that we can finally get real justice, too, for these no-good representatives and or traitors and foreign agents causing us to have constant open borders, flooding us with illegal aliens, telling us they have the right to be here. What other country on this planet operates that way? None. But we are supposed to, for some reason, behave that way. And also to watch our Christian heritage just disappear can't have Christmas, but the Muslims can have Ramadan. They can shut down the city streets and bow to Mecca, and the Jews can have their menorah. But we're not allowed to have Christmas or say Jesus. And so we have to start to require intolerance instead of tolerance to what is intolerable, and we have to demand accountability.
Michael, I didn't say a word because I'm going to tell you, you could have your own show. And what you said was absolutely 100% all the way through, absolutely correct, and it was very informative. Listen, if we had 250 million more citizens like you, we wouldn't have these problems.
Amen, and such as yourself and all your listeners, that's absolutely what we need. We need more people that want to be Americans, understand the American heritage, and live it. And the real enemy, besides these traitors and crooked representatives and foreign agents operating in our government system, then the real other enemy is all the people that are voting for Obama, voting for a big government system that don't want to be productive and just want somebody to hand them everything without any effort on their part, without breaking a sweat.
Michael, I've got to let you go because it's break time. Thank you for calling in. God bless you, man. We'll be back, folks, and we'll take another call, and then we'll wrap it up. Boy, it goes fast. We'll be back.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back, folks. We're near the end, and I hate to say that, but I'm afraid we are. Mark, I'm so sorry you dropped in California. We were looking forward to talking to you, but we do have our dear friend JG on the line. How are you, sir?
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good to hear you.
How's Liz doing?
You know, she, I'm, she's doing great for a beautiful woman.
I'm jealous.
I tell you what, nothing I can do about that, buddy.
Two quick questions.
Get out there and date.
I'm trying. I got two quick questions.
Yes, sir.
If we're still here next week, could you get a forum like with Griff, Pastor Butch, and Steve Quayle, especially Steve? Could you get all three of those? Is that possible on this network?
You know, I think it's possible. I'll have to investigate it, see if they're all clear. Might be a good thing to do. Nice suggestion. Let me see what I can do through the week, because it would be very timely.
Okay, the other quick question is, do you absolutely think there's a physical threat of troops or any type of police action this month? If not this month, possibly next month.
Let me put it to you this way, JJ. I'm not skirting your question, but, you know, I hate dates. But I will tell you this. I think if the situation snowballs as it appears that it is, you know, we had a problem with Bank of America last night in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had a problem down in California, down your way near Los Angeles.
Yes, sir.
Supposedly, the systems were down. People could not, this weekend, they could not access their ATMs, and some of the accounts were at zero and so forth. Now, maybe it's just a glitch, but if it is something more than that, we got a problem, and it's accelerating. I'm not saying that it is, JG, but if the problem comes, you can bet they will take out whatever assets they need to meet that problem. End of story.
So could it be a formulation of force, though, around the cities to shut down cities, or that depends on the extremity?
It does. It does. Yeah. And look, all they're going to do is encircle the cities the best they can, shut off all the major arteries so people have to stay put. And that's their number one strategy, and it goes much deeper than that, and that's another show as well. If it does look like things are going to go that way, we'll do it. JG, I appreciate you very much, friend, but I got to let you go. Got other people calling. Thanks for calling in. We'll try and work that out. Thanks, JG. Blue, you're in Tennessee. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Very quickly, I caught where you had said that it was CSX and the 10 million transactions, but you had mentioned a company prior to that.
Yes, Microsoft.
Microsoft, okay.
Yeah. By all means, check it out. I always tell people to do that. This was sent to me. I did not check the market. I didn't check for the aberrations. I just, you know, tried to pick off what I knew would, you know, raise some eyebrows, so that, you know, do a little checking, see where the sell-offs were. That's going to tell you a lot.
Okay. And then I just highly encourage everybody to print off the information on Oathkeepers and hand it out to every officer that you come in contact with.
Good, Blue. I tell you, appreciate you. I've only talked to you maybe once before, may have even been on another show that I was guesting on, but appreciate your insight. Thanks for calling in today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, folks, as we look at the clock here, and it's already just about that time already, I want to continue just a bit, if you can, on this storage issue. If you can get a gasoline, some extra oil, some diesel fuel. Diesel fuel is good for a lot of things other than just running a diesel truck. But by all means, have some liquid fuels available. Propane, if you have propane, if you have gas cylinders, the 20-pounders, get those loaded up. Look, you got to do what you have to do. I shouldn't say got to. You have to do what you have to do. And please start doing it, because the time is narrowing up. I hope someday we can laugh about this. I don't think we're going to get that chance. But I don't want the thought of you folks suffering out there when it was avoidable. So by all means, do that. Think about it. Get planned up. Thank you for all that came this weekend. We're trying to help people everywhere we can. Give us a call, write to us. We'll take your calls, and we'll get back to you as quick as we can. God bless you. Stay close to it this week. Help each other, uplift each other in prayer. By all means, keep your families close. And get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Until next week, Greg Evenson, Voices from the Heartland, saying have a good week. In spite of it all, have a good week.
It's true.